With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Western Japan ushering in the new year amid tsunami threats following a series of powerful earthquakes. One trembler with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. Tsunami warnings have been posted for Ishikawa and lower level warnings and advisories for the rest of the western coast of the island of Honshu. Reports of some homes damaged, people trapped inside. There are fears of waves possibly topping 16 feet. Along the coastal areas, people urged to evacuate for higher ground. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched a record 90 drones over Ukraine during the early hours of New Year's Day. A 15-year-old boy was killed, seven more people injured, after falling debris from a downed drone hit a residential building in the city of Odessa. Meantime, four people killed, 13 more wounded following Ukrainian shelling on the Russian-occupied areas of Donetsk. The attacks follow a series of heavy aerial bombardments that started on Friday when Russia unleashed an 18-hour assault. Also at SRNnews.com, there's new gun control law on the books in California.
The law bans people from carrying firearms in most public places. It's taking effect on New Year's Day, even as a court case continues to challenge it. A U.S. district judge issued a ruling December 20th to block the law, saying it violates the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment and deprives people of their ability to defend themselves. But on Saturday, a federal appeals court put a temporary hold on that ruling, allowing the law to take effect as the legal fight continues. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 places, including parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. John Scott reporting.
And gunfire greeting the new year in Hawthorne, California. Police say a woman was killed and four other people were wounded. This is SRN News. China is going after Christian kids.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One powerful pro-abortion group is changing its name, but nothing else. Officials with NARAL, Pro-Choice America, say their organization will now be called Reproductive Freedom for All. They're also vowing to spend big money in the 2024 election cycle, trying to put abortion supporters in office all across the country. Measures on abortion also expected to be on voters' ballots in 2024 in Arizona, Maryland, New York, Ohio, and South Dakota. This is SRN News. The Chief Justice of the United States is expressing caution about the use of artificial intelligence in the federal courts.
In his year-end report, Chief Justice John Roberts urged caution and humility as the evolving technology transforms how judges and lawyers go about their work. He said AI represents a mixed blessing for the legal field. Roberts predicted that human judges will be around for a while, but also that judicial work, particularly at the trial level, will be significantly affected by AI. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ron DeSantis underscoring how much Iowa means to him, campaigning there in the waning hours of 2023. The Florida governor held a New Year's Eve event in a Sheraton Hotel ballroom in West Des Moines, where jeans and cowboy boots outnumbered tuxedos and cocktail dresses. Roughly 200 people turning out for his last campaign event, the busy year in Iowa. More details, SRNnews.com.